How Any Kid Can Start a Business. Authors, Mark Cuban, Sean Patel, and Ian McHugh. The Goal of Entrepreneurship. So what is entrepreneurship all about? While most kids think that business is about making money, money is only one side of it. The end goal of any business is to help people. You can help people by doing something useful, important, or good for other people. The goal of business should be to help other people by making their lives just a little bit better. A successful business must help people in some way. If you're looking to both make money and help people, then business is for you. Business is about building something great that you love. There's nothing more fun and fulfilling. If you care about your idea and are willing to work hard, become an entrepreneur by starting a business. Discovering your business idea, improve life, one cup of lemonade at a time. You now know what entrepreneurship is and how an entrepreneur can succeed. Let's start identifying some business ideas. Every successful business is built on a simple idea that makes life better. This improvement can be tiny, yet still change the world. What could you do to make life a little bit better? Our business ideas include washing cars, selling home goods, and making unique shoelaces. So, how do these improve life? Washing cars keeps cars looking fresh. Selling home goods reduces time spent shopping and saves customers money. Selling unique shoelaces adds a pop of fun to any pair of shoes. How any kid can start a business. Discovering your own ideas. What products or services could improve your life? Think through your day from start to finish. Did you do any chores that you could have paid someone else to do? What could have been improved? When you try to come up with a list of business ideas, follow these two steps. 1. Find a problem, no matter how small, in your daily life. 2. Come up with a product or service that could solve this problem. Here are the steps for 3 of our business ideas. Washing cars. 1. My parents have to go to the car wash often. It costs $10 and takes so long. 2. I could take the $10 that they pay, wash their cars myself, and save them the time and effort. Selling home goods. 1. Buying trash bags and other essentials at grocery stores in small numbers is convenient, but expensive. 2. I could buy large numbers of these products at cheaper stores, and then sell them for more in my neighborhood. My customers would save money, and I would make money. Selling unique shoelaces. 1. My old shoes could use a pop of color. I'd love to support my school's sports team too. 2. I could buy shoelaces that match my school's colors. My shoes would look as good as new. Selecting the winner. Not all ideas will make a good business. Some can become million-dollar companies, and others can't. Some are expensive to start, and others can be started for free. So how do you pick an idea? You may be surprised that you should not pick the idea that could make you the most money, or the idea that would cost you the least. Instead, you should pick the idea that you'll be best at, and that you will work the hardest at. If you aren't talented or skilled at something, it's not a good idea to start a business doing it. If you aren't willing to work hard on a business idea, it isn't for you. Other than that, it's up to you. If you have any ideas that are good, if you have any ideas that you're good at, and will work hard at, talk to your friends and family to hear their opinions. Maybe they see you as even talented at something more than you think. Businesses any kid can start. 1. Scented soaps. Recommended age range, 10 to 12 years old. Parental supervision recommended. Bundle goods. Reduce your price per item when people buy more of them. In this business, you'll profit $2 if you sell one bar, $3 if you sell two bars. People will be more likely to purchase two bars because of the lower price per bar of soap. One bar equals $3, two bars equals $5. Sell it. Etsy. Sell your soaps on the largest online handmade goods store. Visit Etsy.com to learn more. Farmers Market. Set up shop in a local farmers market to have your customers come to you. Find a regular, local market near you, bring some samples, and spend a day talking to their customers and sellers about your business. They will likely have excellent advice for your product, sales, and local laws that could apply. 2. Home goods. Recommended age, 2 to 7 years old. Parental supervision recommended. 10 bags, $2. 20 bags, $3. Revenue, $2 to $3 per sale. Sell it, door to door. Go from one house to the next with your parent and a couple of large boxes of trash bags. Knock on the door and start with something like this. Hi, does your family use garbage bags? If they start to object, say, of course you use garbage bags, and I bet you pay more than 15 cents a piece. This sales strategy is from Mark Cuban's first entrepreneurial venture. 3. Water bottles. Recommended age range. 10 to 12 years old, parental supervision recommended. Sell it. High traffic events. Set up a small stand at a local youth event sports game with permission from the location. The number of potential customers is a great boost to business. Choose a hot day outdoors in a place with lots of foot traffic for killer sales. Walking trails and parks. Walk around your local trails or parks and offer your cold water bottles to people for just $1. Although these locations have fewer people, it is often easier to get permission to set up shop. One bottle, $1. Revenue, $1 per sale. 4. Lemonade. Recommended age range, 10 to 12 years old. Parental supervision recommended. 1 cup, $1. Revenue, $1 per sale. Sell it. High traffic events. Set up a small stand at a local youth event sports game with permission from the location. The volume of potential customers is a great boost to business. Social media. Create a Facebook event for your lemonade stand. Have your friends and family share it and invite people to join. 5. Neighborhood dog walking. Recommended age, 10 to 12 years old. Parental supervision recommended. Half an hour, $10. Full hour, $15. Revenue, $10 to $15 per walk. Reducing risk in order to provide a quality of service and reduce your risk, only walk as many dogs as you can realistically control. We recommend handling no more than 2 at a time. However, charge the same prices regardless of whether your customer has 1 or 2 dogs. Selling flexibility allows neighbors with 1 dog each to split the cost of you walking their dogs together. It is unlikely that their schedules will always match, so you'll often still collect the full price from each happy customer. Make sure that their dogs are friendly to each other first. Sell it, door to door. Go from one house to the next with flyers for your service. Ring the doorbell. If they answer, briefly introduce yourself saying, "Hi, I'm the neighborhood dog walker. Here's my contact information." Hand them a flyer. And note that the first half-hour walk is free. Please let me know if I can ever help. Social media. List your job on Facebook as neighborhood dog walker. With owner's permission, post photos of you walking dogs every so often. This will help ensure that you stay fresh in the minds of potential customers. 6. Unique shoelaces. Recommended age, 7 to 9. Parental supervision recommended. Cost per shoelace, $3. Low, $10. Ideal, $14. High, $19. Revenue, $14 per pair. Sell it. Etsy. Sell your shoelace on the largest online homemade goods store. Visit Etsy.com today to learn how. High traffic events. Set up a small stand at a local youth event sports game. Sell lots of shoelaces that match the competing team's colors. The volume of likely customers is a great boost to business. 7. Senior tech help. Smartphone, tablet, computer, and social media training and troubleshooting. Recommended range, 10 to 12 years old. Half hour, $20. Full hour, $30. Revenue, $20 to $30. Sell it. Customers list. Talk to your friends and family and come up with a list of people who may be interested in your services. Determine what about your service will be valuable to them. Write down what you will say, and then contact them, typically through email or phone. Note the response and what you learned from it. Social media. List your job on Facebook as senior tech help. Post photos with your clients every so often. This will help make sure that you stay fresh in the minds of potential customers. 8. Snow shoveling. Recommended age range, 10 to 12 years old. Parental supervision recommended. First half hour, $20. Every additional half hour, $10. Revenue, $20 plus. Sell it. Door to door. Go from house to house in your neighborhood with flyers for your service. Ring the doorbell. If they answer, briefly introduce yourself saying, "Hi, I'm..." and I shovel snow in the neighborhood. Here's my contact information and note that your first half hour is free. Please call me if I can ever be at assistance.